Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. So, thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Welcome into Truth or Fiction Tuesday here on Critical Thinking. I am at The Coppins Show, Andrew Coppins. He is at the Pat Oney Show. He is Pat Oney. That's right. He is a recovering PAPS. A Saki attractive person.
No.
You're recovering. No. It's okay.
No, you are the one that's recovering from PAPS.
You were the one
that was out sick.
Pat, what do they tell you in your 12-step program?
I don't belong to a 12-step program.
Yeah, there's a 12-step program for you shape-shifting PAPS.
No. There is a 12-step program for those that are partly attracted to Saki.
No, you are a Saki-attracted person. It's okay.
No, I am not a Saki-attracted person.
It explains why you two shapeshift into each other. I get it.
No. You're the one that has the syndrome. I do not. Because for whatever reason, you like to think that I am Jen Saki, which is also
concerning. No. I've never said that you are Jen Saki.
Excuse me?
I said Pat is Saki.
Isn't that the same damn thing that I just said?
Semantics, bro. Is and are not the same word. But we're going to parse some words today on this show. It is a Truth or Fiction Tuesday. Do not forget, you can always find the show on our Rumble page, rumble.com/critical thinking. That is where you can see our beautiful, beautiful mugs and our faces, too.
And fortunately, I look nothing like Jen Psaki, and I am the eye candy of this show. I'm actually much better looking than Jen Psaki. And Rusty from Off Track has said so.
Well, if Rusty says it, it must not be true.
If Rusty says it, I'm actually very concerned, and I just hope that he knows that I'm happily married. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
To a woman, by the way. Just saying.
It was not Jen Psaki?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Just checking here. But it is a Truth or Fiction Tuesday. We have a lot to talk about. But what I want to talk about up front is kind of tying yesterday's show in a nice little bow. And yesterday's show was titled or talked about pure evil in our midst, right? And we asked that question because I can't figure out how you come with the narrative that has now been spun by the far left and really every Democrat that exists. I don't know of a single solitary Democrat not named Bill Maher who doesn't spout a 100% completely false narrative. And where does that narrative come from, Pat? Where possibly could they get a narrative that is literally 360 degrees from the truth. The media.
Right.
And that tells me it is pure evil at work. This isn't a, we're going to fudge around to try to fit the story into like what we talked about early on in the case, right? This is literally just lying. Time after time after time. And I want to present to you the statement from the governor of our great state of Illinois, Fred Flintstone, I mean J.B. Pritzker. Carrying a loaded gun into a community 20 miles from your home and shooting unarmed citizens is fundamentally wrong. It is a tragedy that the court could not acknowledge that basic fact. 26-year-old Anthony Huber and 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum, a father, had their whole lives ahead of them. They deserve to be alive today. They deserve justice. My thoughts and prayers go out to all who love them. We must do better than this.
That sounds awfully similar to what Warren Wilhelm III said on Twitter.
And if you are in Warren Wilhelm III territory, you'd be doing it wrong. And where do they get this narrative from? Again, it comes from the media telling them that Rittenhouse crossed state lines with a gun, that Rittenhouse illegally possessed the gun, that he just shot an unarmed citizen. That's not true. The only unarmed person that he shot, arguably unarmed, was Joseph Rosenbaum. And even but then...
But Joseph Rosenbaum tried to take his gun.
Right. That's where I was going with that, right? Mm-hmm. And on top of it, he was carrying a bag from the hospital in which he was released from, in which you can barely see into, especially in the darkness of the night in Kenosha that evening. And do you notice that they sprinkle in that Joseph Rosenbaum was a father who's now leaving his precious children behind him?
Yet they seem to not acknowledge that he was a convicted sex offender. It was horrible. That's how bad it was.
Well, that musical was terrible to begin with.
Well, yeah, it makes zero sense. It's stupid. And my mom even walked away from that movie hating it. So that tells you anything. But so I get wrapped in. Here's the other thing. So she tells me it's her favorite play, one of her favorite plays, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And then she proceeds to watch the movie. If you remember the very hokey movie with what's his name, Danny Osmond,
Donnie
as a kid,
or is it Danny?
I believe it's Danny Osmond.
Okay,
so am I wrong? I don't know.
This is your story, bro.
I don't keep track of these people, okay? So who played in it, you know, growing up as a kid, that really hokey movie? You remember this
one, so right? That's Donnie, because it's Donnie and Marie
Osmond. Oh, yeah, Donnie Osmond. Yeah. Donnie Osmond. You're right. It is Donnie Osmond. So my wife watches that over the weekend, and I'm like, there's a reason why I never watched this all the way through growing up, because I thought it was dumb. And just the production, like the story of Joseph, like the actual biblical story of Joseph, pretty cool story. The play just makes it seem rather hokey.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not like the Life of Brian, right? From Monty Python, where they're basically spoofing, you know, the biblical story of Jesus.
I have not seen that. No.
How have you not? Scene.
Dude, I made it almost 30 years without seeing Monty Python and the Knights of the Holy Grail.
Fired.
I know. It's a horrible violation. I know. I couldn't believe it myself either. But I get roped into going to this play last night. And I will say this much. I thought the high school version of this play was better than the movie.
Ouch. Now,
yeah.
All of this said, Pat,
mm-hmm.
What did she bribe you with? And or what are you getting in return?
Oh, man. No,
Pat. Don't tell me you violated dude code again.
Because
dude code says if you are going to a musical, let alone two of them, especially high school and middle school productions of said musicals, there must be something reciprocal in nature. You must be getting something in return of value.
Have you met my wife?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't generally work that way in my marriage. Which I don't
know.
We're
going to have to have a chat off air, Pat.
What?
We're going to have a chat off air here.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. When it comes to some of my wife's, because Beauty and the Beast is another like favorite like Disney movie and stuff like that of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And in fairness, the live action version I actually thought was very good. Like when they redid that a few years ago. But when it comes to these things with like I have to try to do some of like. Go see some of her favorite things and be somewhat agreeable so that hopefully when I want to watch Star Wars or I want her to watch an Ohio State football game with me, she'll actually do it rather than sit there and complain the entire time. Has it worked for me yet? No, it hasn't worked for me yet. Here's the thing. Here's another funny thing about my wife, though, too. Everyone knows I'm a big Ohio State fan. It drives her crazy. It drives her crazy because I get really into the game, especially if it's a really big game,
mm-hmm.
and it drives her crazy. But yet, she went to Utah State. She maybe watches one Utah State game a year, and that's the Utah State BYU game because she hates BYU, right?
Which cracks me up because you're both Mormon. How do you hate BYU as a Mormon? But that's neither here nor there.
It's not necessarily the school in of itself. It's the football team. And also, I used to be a BYU fan until I met their fans. Because every single year, they think that they are a national championship contender.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had that experience when Gary Anderson, formerly of mm-hmm. Utah State,
mm-hmm.
Came to Wisconsin and we played BYU a couple of times. Insufferable fans.
Yeah. Well, my wife is an insufferable. Like Utah State fans are not really any different. They're really. I mean, they know they're not any good, but like they're annoying as hell. And like my wife, every time they get a first down, she will sit there and scream at the TV. It's another Aggie first down. And then she'll also sing, like, anytime they score, she'll sing, like, all of their theme songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, the fight
and
song.
And sit there and
yeah.
clap her hands and stuff like that. I don't do that when Ohio State plays.
To be fair, you didn't go to Ohio State. Could you even sing the fight song for Ohio State?
No, because no one does.
Yeah, they do.
Not where I grew up, they don't.
Yeah. That's because you didn't go to Ohio State.
That's true.
Right? I can sing the entire Iowa State fight song.
That's fair. That's fair. But my thing is this. Is like I sit there and I'm like, you think I'm crazy when I cheer on my team? I'm like, I don't want to hear it. But it's the one game she watches a year. She doesn't really watch any other Utah State games, which is interesting to me. But I digress.
Yeah. And then to be fair, Gary Anderson leaves Wisconsin, because he figured out that he's not bigger than the administration and can't get, you know, Joe 2.0 GPA off the street into Wisconsin. That's just not going to work.
Well, and Barry Alvarez, I think, honestly made a mistake with Gary Anderson.
Not necessarily, because we saw Utah State. I was there when Utah State missed that field goal to have tied that ball game. That Wisconsin had no business being anywhere near tied in.
Oh, he certainly turned that Utah State program around.
But he goes from Utah State to Wisconsin, leaves after a couple of years. And inside baseball stuff I won't get into, but it was just not a fit. Gary Anderson thought he could do something that no coach is going to be able to do at Wisconsin, and that is change the academic standards to getting in as an athlete.
Yeah, and then he goes to Oregon State, fails there miserably.
And then fails at Utah State.
For a second time. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even make it through a full season.
Yeah, he made it through, what, four games?
Something like that.
Four games, not even a season.
Mm-hmm. And the coach that succeeded him was a far better coach, in my opinion.
Matt Wells?
Yeah, Matt Wells. And then he went to, I believe, Texas Tech.
And got fired. This year.
Oh, did he get fired from Texas Tech?
Yeah, he got fired this year. Yeah. Even though they're going to go to a bowl game, he got fired. But that's neither here nor there. So, Thanksgiving is coming up. We've got WTF Wednesday. Do you want to start WTF Wednesday with the... Because... So, here's the thing. We can start WTF Wednesday right now, and I think this would be the appropriate place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can end with what I want people to remember heading into the holidays. So I think that's where we're going to go here.
Okay.
Now, since apparently your wife is now making you look like me.
Oh, no, this isn't my wife. My wife just picked out the glasses. This is something I've been wanting to do for, like, because I sit behind a computer all day long.
Right, right.
These aren't prescription glasses like yours. These are blue light glasses. That's all they are. And because I sit behind a computer all day, I'm just like...
But for our viewers that are watching on our Rumble page, they might be going, oh, are these two, like, is this Halloween? And there's a double reason why I have my Badger mug and my Badger gear on, because later on this afternoon, my Wisconsin Badgers are playing for a championship, Pat.
Huh? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, we're playing for the championship of the Maui Invitational.
Ooh.
That's right. We beat a top 15 Houston Cougar team yesterday after beating Texas A&M, after being down 16 points 10 minutes into the game, and then won by double digits in the opener. We were up 40-20 at halftime against Houston, almost let it slip away. I don't know if you saw the end of that game.
But, I didn't see the game.
So we almost let it slip all the way away, to the point where we missed a shot with about 10 seconds left. Houston gets the rebound, brings the ball down the court, and instead of trying a shot, the guy doesn't realize what kind of time is left. There was a guy open underneath the basket, but there was less than a second left. What do you think he did? Take the shot or go for the pass?
He went for the pass.
Yeah, he went for the pass, and by the time the ball even hit the guy in the hands, the clock had run out.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yep. Super smart.
That's a J.R. Smith kind of move.
exactly. Yeah, that's a Chris Webber Final Four timeout kind of move. So, we play St. Mary's, the Gales. The undefeated Gales of St. Mary's, a very quality basketball program. Later on today, in fact, as this program is going to be airing on Mojo 5.0 Radio, this game will be going on. But we are also playing for the Big Ten West Division on Saturday against the Eastern Dakota Golden Rodents.
Oh.
Yeah, to play probably your Ohio State Buckeyes, who take on that team up north.
Don't you make that game no matter what now, though?
No, we don't make it no matter what.
If Minnesota can't just make it either, even if they win, right?
Right. Minnesota cannot make it no matter what. Okay. So if we were to lose and Iowa were to win, we could not get in because we would have one more division loss than they would.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense.
However, a Nebraska win would make us Big Ten champions.
Nebraska's not winning that game. Their quarterback's out for the season.
Martinez? Yeah, that's right. He played a hell of a game against Wisconsin. I'll tell you that much.
He did.
He really did.
I watched the game. He really did.
We can talk about this on the Friday edition of the show. But so double dose of Badger fun here on the program. But let's get into the talk of Thanksgiving here, because one of the biggest topics around Thanksgiving is the price of Thanksgiving. And Pat, I don't know what your plans are, but here in the Coppins household, we started a new tradition last year where we get to host my dad, because frankly, we were sick and tired of being the only ones ever traveling in my family. Like, we would have to travel 2.5-3 hours one way for Thanksgiving, right? And then have to travel right back down. And then also travel to 3 different locations in the state of Wisconsin for Christmas every year. So that's 4 trips to the state of Wisconsin in a month. Not going to happen anymore. So we bring my dad down here and we do Thanksgiving. And, if we have some friends or something like that that are not going to be going elsewhere, we might invite them over, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, we've definitely felt the price of goods going up. In fact, this morning, we had some last-minute additions to our Thanksgiving, and that means, we might need to get a little more of the food that we're going to be serving, right? Especially the main course. Pat, guess which was more expensive? A 3-pound boneless turkey breast, or 3 pounds of ground beef, or excuse me, 2.75 pounds of ground beef.
Oh, the ground beef.
$2.50 more expensive. For less meat.
Yeah.
And by the way, a boneless turkey breast, like, not even the ones that you like, you know, the Jennie-O in the bag ones. No, we're talking like the real, like, boneless ones. What the? And I bring this up because, don't worry, Pat. It's only a dollar more.
And then just one more topic. What message does it send to the middle class Americans President Biden says that he's trying to help, who are struggling this week to cover the cost of the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, that the president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket?
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about, as is evidenced by his announcement today and as his efforts to push forward on additional relief for the American people. But I just want to be clear that there are abundance of turkeys available. They're about $1 more for a 20-pound bird, which is a huge bird if you're feeding a very big family. And that's something that, again, we've been working to make sure people have more money in their pockets to address it as the economy is turning back.
Yes, Mr. Padone.
I agree with her on one thing. 20-pound turkey is a pretty damn big turkey.
Absolutely. But
and
she's full of bleep.
Uh-huh.
Now, where pray tell did she get, Pat? I did some intrepid research called Googling. Where the hell did she get a dollar? That it's only going to cost a dollar more. Where did she get that?
I don't know.
But nowhere, because it doesn't exist. Now, I have a theory. I have a theory, Pat. Because from PBS, you know, that right-wing rag, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average wholesale price of an 8 to 16-pound wholesale price, not your retail price, a wholesale price of an 8 to 16 pound frozen turkey in mid-November was $1.35 per pound, up 21%. 21% increase is not a dollar for a 20 pound turkey. That's not how this works. That's not how any of that math actually works. So where did she get that dollar? Maybe it's the fact that they're talking about $1.35 per pound. I couldn't find that statistic anywhere on the internet. Nowhere does this number exist. Now, we're going to get into the topic of how much this whole thing costs, right? We're going to get into that in a little bit here. But why do you have to lie about that? Why in the blue ever-loving hell do you have to lie about that to the American people? Like, what? And more importantly, where's the follow-up? Where did you get that number? All right, Pat. So before we go any further, because the lies of this administration, this notion that everything, the stock, you know, the stores are just, you know, completely stocked full and blah, 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 blah. By the way, I did go to the store this morning. I can tell you that they're pretty stocked, except for the turkeys. Not so much, which I'm not surprised about. I mean, the day before Thanksgiving, right? But they're stocked today. They haven't been in the past 2-3 weeks because we've been continuously going to get things to prep to make sure that we don't have to get it all at the last second, right?
Right.
And that hasn't necessarily been the case. Even if the supply chain, which we can understand, has diminished in terms of its time frame, the time from production to when it gets onto the store shelves has decreased lately, the last couple of weeks. Even if that's the case, the prices continue to rise. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But before we do, Pat, do not forget, folks, you can go follow us on social media. I'm at The Coppin Show. He's at The Pat Oney Show. Let's do this, Pat. Let's play a little bit of the Be or Not the Be. Ready? I'm sorry, what was that?
Always helps when I turn my mic on. But yes, let's play.
All right. I am ready. I'm as ready as the turducken to be put into the oven.
Folks, just know. No, no, mm-mm, no, mm-mm. All right.
Today's turkey, headline. A duck, and a chicken.
It's what
go
I'm
into
saying.
My oven.
No.
There's no mm-hmm. joke. It just. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a turducken, just, no. by the way?
No. I don't think I've ever actually had duck before.
Oh, my God. Delectable. It. Let's put it this way. It's like the bison of game. Like bird game.
Really?
Have you had bison meat before?
No, a long time ago, but the one I actually had, I had a lot in college. I had a lot of elk.
Okay.
So
I would say that duck is like the bison of turkey. Like it's the elevated and much more flavorful version. Like if you're going to go hamburger to bison, mm-hmm. turkey to duck.
Gotcha. Okay.
But anyway.
I would also suggest elk fajitas. That's good stuff.
Excuse me. I was drooling a little bit there.
Yeah.
Elk tacos sound delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Today's headline. White House says everyone can save on Thanksgiving by skipping it since there is nothing to be thankful for. White House says everyone can save on Thanksgiving by skipping it since there's nothing to be thankful for. And while you're thinking about that, Andrew Coppins, folks, have you gone to Prepare with Mojo 5.0 yet? I mean, while it is Thanksgiving, while we are getting into the holiday season, You know, this is probably going to be a very different holiday season, I think, than many in the past because of such supply chain issues and people just going through some hard times and stuff right now. If you go to preparewithmojo50.com, and as we've teamed up with My Patriot Supply, and get emergency food supply kits. They actually make great Christmas gifts, by the way. You can actually do these as like a Christmas gift type of deal, even if it's for yourself. I think it would be wise because it will help you, your loved ones, those around you be prepared and be able to weather the storm on the things that are on the horizon. And this time of year is a great time to start getting prepared, especially as we start heading into the winter months. All you got to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. They've got all sorts of great emergency food supply kits over there that'll stay good on your shelf for up to 25 years. All you got to do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. That is preparewithmojo50.com. White House says everyone can save on Thanksgiving by skipping it since there is nothing to be thankful for. Is this the be or not the be? Andrew Coppins, your answer.
I'd love to say that this is not the be because you damn well know that they're thinking this. And I, more importantly, if this was the Babylon Bee, wouldn't it be that this is all racist and white supremacist holiday? So why are you celebrating it? That's the route that I would go.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of satire, you are folks gonna want to tune in to Friday's show. Yes, we are not taking Black Friday off. You are going to want to tune in to that show, right? Because we have a very special gift for all of our listeners. We have something that you are going to want for the holidays.
This will be the gift that keeps on giving all holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of that to say that this has got to be the Babylon Bee.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Final answer.
Yeah. Oh. Pushing all in.
Well, you actually are right for a change. This is the Babylon Bee.
It's been a rough couple of months here.
It has been for you. The White House has great news for Americans suffering from shortages and high inflation. They can save a lot of money this Thanksgiving. That's because they can skip having a Thanksgiving dinner at all, since there's nothing to be thankful for. How can anyone be thankful when Build Back Better bill has been passed yet, said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. There is literally nothing for Americans to be thankful for in this country. Inflation is out of control and the supply chain is broken, and America looks like a fool in international affairs, she continued. And that's not even considering the pandemic, which we obviously have no handle on and see no end to. What are you going to be thankful for exactly? So just skip the expensive dinner altogether and pocket that money. Though, of course, that money in your pocket will keep losing value thanks to inflation. Wow, I can save a lot of money, said Joshua Andrews, who took the White House's advice and canceled Thanksgiving plans. A big trip to visit family or a big dinner would be expensive, but staying home alone, sitting in the dark, and grumbling about how miserable things are is basically free. Some Americans are planning alternate celebrations, though. For example, one family plans to share a can of Spam and go around the table shouting words of encouragement to Brandon.
Oh, God, do I love the Babylon Bee. Now, to get back.
The best way to start Christmas cheer is to shout, "Let's go, Brandon," for all to hear.
Exactly. And then make sure that you wrap a Babylon Bee complete guide to wokeness under that Christmas tree as well. Get that present to them. And by the way, what comes on Friday from us is a gift that we'll keep on giving. And it is also our manifesto or maybe our CV to join the staff of the Babylon Bee. Mm. We're just saying.
Yeah.
Now, this concept, Pat. Okay, so I'm going to do some math with you because this comes from the New York Times, So again, can we trust it? I don't know. I don't know. But I can't find where in the blue ever-loving hell that this number is coming from. Pat, what is 8 times 25?
Wow, you're going to make me do math in my head seriously right now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Isn't that 200?
Yes, right? You are correct.
Yes. Okay.
So, whole frozen birds between 8 and 16 pounds already cost 25 cents. This, by the way, is a New York Times article written on, wait for it, Pat, October 25th. So on October 25th, the cost of a turkey was 25 cents more per pound than it was last year. So for an 8-pound bird, it costs you $2 more.
Okay.
Are we seeing the problem here?
Okay. Yeah.
Because a 20-pound bird would cost you $5 more if we're doing the math. Not a dollar more. $5 more.
And to put this into perspective, this isn't keeping in mind all the other food prices that have risen over the last year because of inflation. So in other words, all your fixins that go along with that turkey also went up in price.
Right. Your Pinot Noir, right? For around the table. 25% surge in energy costs, labor costs, and the cost of glass bottles. There's the increase in your price. The average end-to-end shipping time from China to the United States was 73 days as of September, by the way, Pat, up from 40 days 2 years ago.
So, in other words, it went up about a month.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Even things like the wooden pallets or cardboard containers, those prices have gone up. There is not a single part of the packaging, the production of anything that touches your Thanksgiving table that hasn't increased. Yes, Mr. Padone.
So, in other words, what you're really saying here at the end of the day is that Jen Psaki can't do math, and or can't do research, or both.
Correct.
What's the reason to lie about this? By the way, this is what I don't understand.
Right, because the American people can appreciate the truth. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I don't understand about this. Like, if you just said, "Hey, look, we are dealing with an issue here, and government cannot." Here's the rub. Government cannot solve this issue without getting out of the way, right? This is the ironic part of all of this. If they were just to be honest and truthful that, hey, look, you know, the tariffs, all the other things that we've put into place here, all of the mandates that we've put on people, right? And oh, by the way, starting in December, if you want to cross the U.S. land border as a non-resident, you must be vaccinated. No, that's not going to help. That's not going to crush supply chain issues at all. No, not at all. Those truck drivers over the Mexican and Canadian borders are. That's not going to be an issue at all, right, Pat?
Are you trying to cause more problems?
Well, that's what the Biden administration just told us yesterday. By the way, Pat, they're making that rule as of, I think, December 2nd.
Are they trying to cause more problems?
And oh, by the way, in early November, fresh pumpkins averaged $2.72 a pound, up 5% from a year ago. Green beans, 4%, and your canned cranberry sauce, 2.5%. Now, the American Farm Bureau also estimates that a Thanksgiving feast for 10 people, sweet potatoes, rolls, a veggie tray, a pie with whipped cream, and all the turkey and all that stuff, will cost you $53.31, up 14% from 1 year ago. The annual cost estimate for Thanksgiving, by the way, had been declining to the point, by the way, Pat, every year since 2015 to last year was the lowest cost in the history of this country. Now, this year, the spike is so great because every single part of the meal, every part of it, is up at least 2%. So if you have five parts to your meal, the stuffing, the pie, the green bean casserole, turkey, you know, your vegetables, whatever, right? All, let's say you only have five parts. If they're up 2%, that's up 20% alone. That doesn't even include your wine, your alcoholic beverages, your non-alcoholic beverages.
Did you include desserts in there, by the way, too? Yeah. Like pie? Okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you like pumpkin pie, go to hell. Just kidding.
What, do you not like pumpkin pie?
Oh, God.
You go to hell.
No, you might as well just shove baby food down your throat. That's what you're eating. You're eating pureed pumpkin.
Fired.
You're eating pureed pumpkin. I'll send you some pumpkin baby food. It's the same thing.
You clearly haven't had a Costco pumpkin pie.
No, I can't eat most pie. I'm gluten-free, Pat. Now, all of that having been said, how in the blue hell do we go from the lowest Thanksgiving cost in history, in recorded history, to the most expensive in recorded history in 1 year? But don't worry, you're 20-pound burden. Nobody cooks a 20-pound. It's only a dollar more. No, it's not. I'm talking about stuff from PBS and the New York Times. If you don't want to take one liberal source, will you take the other? Who are, you know, as we talk about throughout the last week or so, literally making crap up out of wholesale and literally spinning narratives as hard as humanly possible for Joe Biden's administration to be looked upon positively? There's nothing positive about going from the lowest to the highest in 1 year. That's insane. And it turns out that if you, wait for it, Pat, get the government red tape the hell out of the way, things tend to improve. Because what did they do with the ports in Los Angeles and Baltimore and Miami, Pat? Oh, they loosened the regulations and red tape. And we're talking about the regulations and red tape around the amount of time people can work and the amount of time the ports are allowed to be open. Something as simple as that.
Isn't that also kind of how Florida has been able to mitigate a lot of this with their own ports? Florida's been setting a good example for the rest of the country when it comes to this.
Well, they've been doing a lot of that, by the way. Under Ron DeSantis, they have done some of the best work on licensure and insane license rules and regulations and cutting them. I think they cut some 40 or 50 licensing programs. Like, for, did you know this, Pat? In the state of Florida prior to, I think, last year, you had to have a cosmetology license to braid somebody's hair.
Yeah.
That no longer is the case. They got rid of it. They got rid of a bunch of bullcrap licensures and increased reciprocity of licensing. By the way, if you have a nurse's license anywhere else, you are now a nurse in the state of Florida. You don't have to go through their licensure program. Which, By the way, is a whole separate libertarian argument that we might be able to have around the Christmas break if we're gonna tackle some of this stuff. But regardless of what you feel on licensing or not, cutting these things has helped their economic engine, has allowed for entrepreneurship, has allowed for people to, I don't know, live and let live better in the state of Florida. And it's all turned out much better for their economy than almost anywhere else in this country. Now, having said all of that, Pat, what else you got for us? Because, hang on a second. It is a WTF Wednesday.
Well, it's interesting that you should ask, but I think I will. I'll start with your home state of Wisconsin.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Now what? It's been a couple weeks.
Wisconsin Governor Evers. Is it Tony Evers? Is
that Skeletor?
Is it Ivers?
It's Evers.
Yeah.
Skeletor?
He vetoed bills that could have kept Waukesha suspect behind bars.
Yeah, we knew this because this is something that has been part of the left wing agenda that he has tried to bring. Luckily, both houses, the House and the Senate, are controlled by Republicans. Okay, in the state, so there's been a lot of gridlock, and it's also how the mask mandates haven't been allowed to continue in that state. It's not just that, by the way, Pat. They claim a clerical error allowed this individual out on just $1,000 bond when it should have been $100,000.
Oh no,
that's not the case. And then secondly, Pat, we know it's bullcrap because the DA of Milwaukee County, which is where this guy lives, by the way, and where this crime, the first crime that he was out on, or the second crime, because he was also out on bail on another crime, but where those two crimes happened were in Milwaukee County. So Waukesha County is right next to Milwaukee County. It's just one county to the west. Okay. And Milwaukee County to the east would be like Michigan. So he is a George Soros backed candidate. He was a George Soros backed DA, just like the St. Louis DA, just like the DA in San Francisco and all over the country. This is what Soros has been trying to do to effectuate left wing politics, right? I'm going to put my puppets, my Democrat Socialists of America, into the DA's office because they're the ones who can do what? Have prosecutorial discretion, right? And they can make the rules on bond and all of these things, or the enforcement of it, right? And they can set these rules in place. Like here, we've had over 70 individuals out on bond for violent crimes. We're not talking about like petty crimes. We're talking violent crimes. Commit more violent crimes this year alone in the city of Chicago. 70 of them, 70 individuals, by the way. Insane. None of that surprising. By the way, if you'll indulge me a moment, sure. I don't know if you've heard this news, because remember when we talked about the pure evilness of what took place in Waukesha? That was, it is 100% demonic evilness, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The police are trying to tell us, right? And the media is trying to tell us that the narrative that we should believe is that this was just somebody who had committed a domestic assault trying to speed away and get away from the cops, right?
Yeah, that's what they told us.
Okay. There's just a couple of problems with that, because there's video that exists of him, and in a police report, by the way, of him slowing down for the first barricade, having a conversation with a police officer, and then speeding through. somebody who's trying to get away from the cops, that's a weird place of behavior, right? Why the hell would you do that? And then secondly, we see him slow down, speed up, mow down people. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the motive is. We don't. We have no idea what the motive is. And notice how nobody in the media is asking that question. Nobody's in the media is asking, has this individual spoken? Have you gotten an idea of why he did what he did? Not one time have I seen that asked. And more importantly, even if the answer is no, I've never seen it reported that way.
It just seems to me
something's not right here.
This all could have been avoided.
Something is not right with the narrative that we're being sold. But Pat, before we go today, I wanted to read this to give us some perspective from all the craziness, right? All the stuff that you might be thinking, good Lord, this is an insane world. What do I have to be thankful for? I want you to hear this from Abraham Lincoln, his Thanksgiving proclamation in 1863 in the heart of the Civil War. The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and even soften the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggressions, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of the iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect the countenance of years of large increase of freedom. No human counsel has devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do, therefore, invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benefit Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perseverance and perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington, this third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1863, and of the independence of the United States, the 88th, Abraham Lincoln.
Otherwise known as partly attracted to Saki syndrome.
You're fired. Please be safe, be smart, be kind. As always, Matthew 547.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.